We have a couple more minutes with Gary Wills, who is a distinguished historian, a distinguished Catholic, Roman Catholic, and a distinguished student of the radical guy out of the back end of the Roman Empire, Jesus, who came out of the tradition that was a very old tradition of monotheism, which was the Jewish tradition with its sacred writings. I was struck when I read what Jesus meant, what Paul meant, what the Gospels meant, and then added to that as sort of a coda, Lincoln at Gettysburg. And it was interesting to me to think about Jesus as revealing, as an extension of the sacred writings, and Lincoln, in a, to me at least, correct me please as I am wrong, if I am where I am wrong, as an extension of what was the very best. And both of them had to grow into these places. Jesus was no spring chicken at 30 years old. It wasn't like he was this youngster who comes along. He's a mature man. Lincoln is mature and then matures further. There is something quite wonderful about the being engaged in life for both of them that gives us more, doesn't it?
That's right. We wouldn't have heard of Jesus if he died at 30. We wouldn't have heard of Lincoln if he died at 50. It's astonishing how much he grew there. And I suppose if you want to put together the things, humility is one of them. They both make big claims, and they're both extraordinarily humble. You know, have you had Doris Kearns Goodwin on?
Yes, with her wonderful team of rivals.
Yeah, she talks about his amazing humility that his cabinet members could scheme against him and plot against him, and he knew it, but he needed them and he kept them. And of course that happens with Jesus, not only with Judas. Mark, the Gospel of Mark that's a community in which some of the Christians are turning against each other. And he says, well, that happened to Jesus. He had four brothers and some of them turned against him. His own family turned against him. And he said, Father will turn against. And so Jesus, with all of these people who are turning against him, Mark has the women too afraid to announce his resurrection. And women obviously had been too afraid under persecution in Mark's community. And so Lincoln knows that he has to put up with all of these people. He needs them. He knows, Doris is good on this, that he's smarter than all of them.
By a bunch.
But one of the things you have to do when you're smarter than all of them is make sure they don't know.
Well, the other thing that I want to save just a minute here for is how clear you make that the evil of the slave power, as you frame it.
Oh, yeah.
And Lincoln's sense that, in fact, it turned out to be true, that there was a great evil. And for Lincoln, it was the slave power that we are still experiencing in this moment.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Same people, same family. Franklin Pierce is the great-great-great-great-grandfather of George Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, literally the same people. And Jesus is confronting this same kind of big evil terms of the codes of morality. We still have work set out for us, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. It goes on. There's no ending of history until history ends. And the fat lady has to sing.
Well, it was Joe Campbell talking to Bill Moyers that first bluntly said, you know, if there is an eternity, we're in it. We inhabit it all day, every day, and we grow into it. And this it seems to me just dead center of what you're doing. The ability to use the faculties we have to grow and learn from our experience.
And what did you learn in going back through Jesus, Paul, and the Gospels?
Oh dear, too much. But I love the line in Marlowe's Faust, where Faust says to him, "Hey, you're the devil. I thought you were down in hell." He says, "Well, this is hell, nor am I out of it." That's true. There's a lot of hell and a lot of heaven right around us.
Much to learn. We thank you for enlightening us.
Yeah.
Gary Wills' series, What Jesus Meant, What Paul Meant, and What the Gospels Meant, revives truths too often obscured over 2,000 years. We thank him for reviving ideas from the Jewish and Christian traditions and from Abraham Lincoln.
And we thank Dr. Wills for doing so here with us. I'm Paula Gordon. I wish you well.